Terry Leslie, who will continue on prophetic applications for the church, for us, brethren. When they speak, put yourself in it. They're speaking to you or to us about us. 1998 and beyond. And we're going to begin with Wilson.
How long do we have?
Okay. As Brother Malley said, these are prophetic anticipations for the church in 1998 and beyond. Brethren, welcome to each of you again. I know Brother Malley covered that, but it makes me feel good to say it too. It is a privilege to meet together and share our thoughts as we enter upon this year of 1998. We read in John 15, the Lord says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you, unless you abide in me. Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. In Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the fourth verse, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. In the 15th verse, speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, which is Christ. The 16th verse tells us, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. Brethren, can the eye say to the hand, I have no need of you? This prophetic anticipation for the church will enhance our efforts to meet and fellowship and encourage one another in the spirit of love and in the truth for the year 1998 and beyond. To do this, let us keep the writings of Brother Russell as our mainstream from rightly divide, that we can rightly divide the word of truth. It's one of our mainstreams of the keeping ourselves together. And touching upon the ecclesias in the United States seems to be doing very well, but have their problems. And I suppose all of them have their problems. Some individuals have turned away from the truth and gone into the nominal churches. They seem to have their reasons for that. Is it caused from so many disagreements amongst the Bible students that they don't want to be around it? Maybe they leave for that. I have a son and a daughter-in-law that did just that. For whatever reasons, we'll leave it in the Lord's hands. Candidates for immersion are becoming smaller, brethren. This may be a clue that the completion of the church is near at hand. We must make ourselves ready at all times, whether the church is complete in 1998 or beyond. We must continue in the things we have learned and been assured of. Another prophetic anticipation for the church in 1998 is the International Convention, which is a great blessing and encouragement to all brethren to come together in fellowship and love for each other in the spirit and in spirit and in truth. May it be an honor and praise to the Heavenly Father. Time would fail me, I think, if I didn't mention this, that all the other work that is done, and I think that Brother Bob Wilson is here, Brother Evans, the work that's been done in Nigeria, they've had a part in it, and we want to make mention of that. The India brethren, the Romanian brethren, and Ukraine. There's been a lot of work done, and we are supportive of that. Another prophetic anticipation is to watch Israel. Matthew, the 24th chapter, tells us, the 33rd verse, our Lord said, "Now learn a parable, this parable, from the fig tree. When its branch already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near." Israel became a nation in 1948. And it's celebrating 50 years as a nation this year. Something to think about. They call it their Jubilee year. And I can agree with them. It is a jubilation to the nation of Israel that they're back in their land. In 1878 to 1914 was the springboard and gathering the Jews to their land. Jeremiah 16:14 through 17 speaks of this regathering. Israel has its continuous share of trouble. Jacob's trouble is yet to come before they will, as a nation, recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah. One of our greatest blessings is the signs of the times and the prospective kingdom to come. Further anticipation in 1998, the time of trouble that Daniel spoke of. This trouble will increase, brethren. It will get worse before it gets better. We see the four gleams of the little fires of anarchy. Never has it been such a time that people are killing one another for the thrill of it. Robberies. The prisons are so full, they can't build them fast enough. We are given assurance in Psalms, the 46th chapter, the 1st, the 5th, and the 6th verses. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is in the midst of her. She, the church, shall not be moved. God shall help her when morning dawns. We read in Hebrews 12:26-28, and I would like to read that, brethren, from the Bible. It speaks of this shaking. Yet once more, I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of those things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, Let us have peace, grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. In 2 Peter, we're told of this shaking and tearing down of this social structure and the ecclesiastical heavens, the ruling powers. 2 Peter 3:10 tells of this shaking down, making way for the establishment of the kingdom. There are good things happening during this time of trouble. We might call it justice for the people. We're in the Laodicean period. General light and knowledge has increased. It has made it easier for people. It has been brought about a short work day, a short week, better pay, equal rights and education, and etc. Transportation fulfills the prophecy of many running to and fro. Technology has provided communication throughout the world. It is predicted that every school and home will have a computer by the year 2000. We'll wait and see. The world is smaller due to high technology, brethren. The Bible students are taking advantage of this technology in promulgating the truth throughout the world as a witness to the coming kingdom. We continue to pray, "Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In closing, as Peter says, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Let us hold these precious words in our minds and in our hearts, for we stand in the presence of the great judge of the church and the judge of all the earth. Brethren, we are spirit-begotten new creatures in Christ. We have the privilege of being heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ. This gives us a very responsible and dignified position. We who are recipients of God's abundant favor and privileges and enlightenment during this gospel dispensation need to guard against the world, the flesh, and the adversary. But as we make mention of another prophetic statement, is Zephaniah 3:8-9. And he said he would destroy, to gather the nations and destroy them with the fire of his jealousy. He also said, "Then I will turn to the people a pure language, that all may call upon him with one consent." Remember in 46 Psalms that I read part of, it said how the church would be taken care of in this dawning. But also it says, after all the melting and everything goes to the point, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." And again we see the fire, the wind, earthquake and the fire is spoken of in Kings. And it says, when this fire is done, he says, a small, still voice is there. So we have a lot to be thankful for, brethren. We're not playing games with the truth. It's life or breath. We who, and let us put on the whole armor of God, as it says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Let us put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand. Gird your waist with truth, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and above all, the shield of faith, which will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And taking the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication, and the Spirit being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. The very thoughts of the mind and the meditations of the heart should be conformed much as possible to God's perfect standard. That sincerity, meekness, moderation, temperance, and truth are manifest in us always, that we may reflect the divine likeness of our Lord. Let us rejoice in the love of the truth, in our fellowship with one another. Brethren, think on these anticipations for 1998 and beyond. May the Lord bless and keep us in His loving care as always, and as we hope that these anticipations, that we must think on them, and not only think on them, brethren, but put them into action. That's what counts. Action speaks louder than words. And as we continue to look to our Heavenly Father in all things, I'm sure that as we, He is pleased to see all of us here gathered together with the same hope, running for the high calling in Christ Jesus. And we're thankful for that, brother. May the Lord add His blessings.